This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. And welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in, well, what has turned out to be dreary Amsterdam, because it looks like it's getting a little overcast here. But my special guest is none other than Miss Lorna Jane Mitchell.
Hello.
Hi there. We go way back. I was just telling Jeffrey Maguire, I mentioned that I wanted to record with you, and he says, oh, I love Lorna. I says, yeah, but I knew Lorna back before she didn't want to speak, and I had to beg her. What was the PHP abstract I used to do for Zen? And I just begged. Finally, you said, okay, fine, I'll do one. It turned out to be one of the most popular episodes of that podcast. So,
purely because Oracle is such a popular topic, of course.
Of course, you know. Had nothing to do with the fact that you're just a wonderful speaker. So, but anyhow, let's talk, and speaking of speaking, let's start with, because it's been a trend in the cast that I've been recording today, because I have a lot of speakers here at a conference. Talk to me about speaking. I know, because you always love to tell this story. How did you get involved in speaking?
So it's funny you should ask, because I'm at the RAI in Amsterdam, and I gave my very first talk just across the courtyard from where we're standing right now. Mm-hmm. I gave a talk about Subversion.
Oh, cool.
And it was my first talk, and I was on the main stage at DPC, which is quite a big conference, and I'm not sure it was a wonderful place to start. But the organizers had invited me, and they were my employers, mm-hmm. and I was a really new employee, and I was like, can I think about it? And then my name was on the schedule. So I became a speaker, sort of. Evo calls it encouragement. It was a bit more like a shove. But several years later, yeah, okay, I think you're forgiven, Evo, for that.
You did OSCON this year.
Yeah, I've done OSCON twice.
Wow.
I got upgraded to a big track at OSCON this year, and I've just done the main auditorium over here at the RAI, which was amazing. This is DrupalCon, but for a straight PHP talk, mm-hmm. I know nothing about Drupal. Just great turnout, great atmosphere, good attention, lots of tweets. Really, really, it's just been good. And speaking, that's why I enjoy it. This is my opportunity to come here and tell the story as it looks from PHP mm-hmm. to another community, to Drupal. This year I've also done WordPress events, Joomla events, and being able to share what I'm working on with people from other communities, that's why I keep on speaking. It's about sharing.
It really is. And I tweeted out earlier today that I've seen so many people that I recognize from PHP conferences here that I keep forgetting that I'm actually at a Drupal conference, and that is just so awesome, because we're seeing both communities begin to open up, and the Joomla community is opening up. I'm seeing some progress in the WordPress community. It's just wonderful that we're not all coming together and saying we're all PHP developers, but we're acknowledging that we do have this common core that we can work on together.
We're definitely part of the wider ecosystem, and seeing the combined events, wider attendance at the specific events. Mm-hmm. There'll be Drupal people and WordPress people at PHP Northwest,
yep.
But also events like PHP World, which sort of recognizes that it's not just about PHP or just about frameworks, that mm-hmm. lots of people are building on PHP in different ways, and we all have ideas to share.
Yeah, I can't thank Eli and Sandy and Oscar enough for putting that together, and I got them all three right. I was doing an interview with Jeff and I'm sitting there struggling, trying to remember. I got Eli, and they're like, oh, crap, I can't remember the rest of them.
Eli and his minions.
Yes, but they really don't like being referred to that.
No, and they're not really minions, are
no.
they?
But they're doing a wonderful job, and I do appreciate the fact that they have created something different, not just another PHP conference, but something that's going to try to bring several groups together and say, look, you know, we're all individual groups, but we have this common... a common area that we can all discuss. So, hey, you have started branching out. You're no longer speaking, but you're speaking in front of a camera. You're recording videos now.
Oh, so I've just done a really fun project over the summer with O'Reilly.
Get out.
So I'm already published by O'Reilly, so we're kind of friends. I'm gonna name drop that. Like, we're friends. I'm friends with O'Reilly. And they have started sort of recognizing that we've gone beyond the dead tree or ebook version and looking for some richer content for the topics that they cover. Mm-hmm. So I got to record two videos out in Boston earlier in the year.
Wow.
So one of them is Intermediate PHP, which I have been plugging madly here at DrupalCon because it's very much aimed at self-taught competent programmers. It's not a beginner course, but it's got new features, it's got Composer, it's got the PSR stuff.
Oh, wow.
It does have an object-oriented refresher. It shows you how to use PDO. It's got the command line stuff and the web server in there. So I wanted to title it Things Lorna Thinks You Should Know. but they wouldn't let me, so it's called Intermediate PHP.
Mm-hmm.
I also recorded a second video while I was out there, which is PHP Web Services, and that's an accompaniment to my book. So if you've been reading PHP Web Services, then the video just gives me a chance to show you. So there's a lot of screencasts, a lot of demo, mm-hmm. how I actually use those tools, so you get to see Wireshark and things. It was fun to do, and I've already had a bit of feedback, and it's been really positive. So, cool project, and yeah, a new format.
Well, we'll throw a link into the show notes to that. But now, that dovetails nicely with what you do professionally, which is you go out and train people to do PHP.
Yeah, I do a fair amount of training still. Mm-hmm. I'm a consultant and developer, so sometimes it can be on-site doing workshop stuff, but I do deliver quite a bit of training. I've been teaching PHP right up to Zen certification level for years and years, and then this year, they released the new certificate, and suddenly I had to sit that exam that I'd been saying to everyone, oh, you'll be fine. And suddenly it was me sweating. So I'm now 5.5 certified, and my course is updated, and a bunch of my clients have gone through that as well. I'm also teaching Git, sometimes for GitHub, sometimes just locally off my own bat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, at all levels. Git's not new now, so I'm seeing people looking for more advanced Git training, how to do the rebases and bisectifying problems, and just really enjoying seeing those real experiences and working with teams to help them out with that.
Awesome. I've got to get you on Nomad PHP to talk about some of the more advanced Git topics, because I know that group would just absolutely love to hear from you.
Deal.
Well, I know you've got another meeting to rush off to, so I want to wrap this up. Same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group, and what's the URL?
Ooh, that's really tough. So am I only allowed to choose one?
No, not really.
So I live in Leeds, and there is an awesome user group in Leeds called Leeds PHP. And I guess they're leedsphp.org.uk. But I co-founded many years ago the PHP Northwest user group, which is just an hour away in Manchester. I am spoiled for PHP user groups at home. So PHP Northwest, we're phpnw.org.uk.
Okay.
And I am this week going off to their annual conference as well. So
awesome.
That will always be a very special event.
That's one of the few that I have just not been able to make. And I was actually invited this year and just could not put it together on my end. And I regret that every day. So.
You're missing out.
I want to wrap it up. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant. But more importantly, I want to say thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community, because you do so much to make this community awesome. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.